the El Pacifico Studios in Southern California, it is the Bozell and Dickman Sports Report. With Steve Bozell, Bud Dickman, and your phone calls.
All right, Will, what do you want to do? That pretty much wraps it all up for us. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm still recovering from what I saw yesterday, and Bud Dickman, I know you join me in the shock and skepticism that you saw when we saw both Florida State and Alabama lose and lose large. I mean, they gave up a lot of points. In the case of Alabama, they gave up a lot of points. In the case of Florida State, they gave up a lot of points. They didn't score none.
Yeah, you're going to have to admit to the fact of the emotional upheaval that it did cause you.
Okay, I'm going to admit to the emotional upheaval that it caused me, but that will be something that I get to admit to, and that isn't something that you get to admit to. I'm the one.
No, I understand that.
I had a, boy, I don't know where I go, but how I go there is, I guess, my own business. But yesterday when I seen what happened, see, Southern's, I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, I'm not saying that Southeastern Southern football is the best football that's ever been, but it's all I've ever known.
I'm sorry.
God, Dickman, you know.
I am sorry.
Yeah, but did you do that on purpose?
No, I did not.
All right, I'll start all over.
No, it's Southern football and Southern football.
Right, Southern football, or not Southern, but Southern Eastern football and Southern, shit.
Southern football.
Yeah, but Southeastern football has always been and always will be the very pinnacle, I think, of football and college football for me, Bud Dickman. I mean, for me, Steve Bozell.
Did you forget your name because of the shock or what?
Look, you know, I'm here to tell you that Southeastern football has been the biggest thing there is for me, Steve Bozell, since I growed up, or since I was a little tiny baby. My mama used to rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home.
Those are song lyrics.
Yeah, those are song lyrics. Since I was a little bitty baby is what I wanted to say, not about cotton fields, because I never worked a cotton field, you know. I can tell you that that's very traditional Southern. I come from Tennessee. There are those who say that Tennessee is not the South. I would not be one to argue that. I think it probably is. But here's my point. We've always felt that Southeastern football has ruled the roost in the Southeast. Well, yeah, it would in the Southeast.
But all of America.
All of America, yeah. And what happened, and I know that Florida State's not Southeast. Alabama is. So I'll say that Florida State is more Atlantic Coast Conference, but still in all, it's down in Florida where there's a Southeastern Conference team. So I think you can say that it is Southern football, but it's not Southeastern Conference football.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So I flipped the TV on last yesterday, and I had my children there with me. I had Steve Jr., April Jr. My wife was drifting in and out. My wife's not a big sports fan. I understand that. I'll give her her due. She had other things to do. She was on the telephone talking to her mother and doing some cleaning and scrubbing and wiping things out and cleaning things up. That's what she did. And I was there with my son, my daughter, the things that I love, the things that I want, the things I hope for in life. And I had dip. I had some chip. I had, trying to think now what I had. I did.
You had a tri-tip sandwich?
Yeah, I did. I did have tri-tip. We ordered up the tri-tip there from Ferrocchio's barbecue. I had a tri-tip sandwich. I had bagels and cream cheese, all the things that you would want. I also made myself a Arnold Palmer's because I don't drink. I try not to drink. I've been, as you know, I'm a recovering, you know, I don't want to say I'm a recovering alcoholic, but that's what I really am. But I like to say that I'm just, you know, I don't drink as much as I used to, but I made myself an Arnold Palmer. If things get too tense, I'll try not to have a beer, and most of the time I'm successful. Sometimes I'm not, and I will have a beer. But yesterday I had a couple of beers, because what I witnessed on television yesterday would make any man want to drink until He never woke up from it. What I seen yesterday was the Florida State football team that had won 29 straight football games. Now, Bud Dickman, you understand, when we talk about 29 straight football games, we ain't just whistling Dixie.
Yeah, and the guy who's the quarterback of the team, that Jamal Wilson, that guy had not lost a football game since he was in high school.
Exactly. Now, think about that. That's about as whack as it gets. Had not lost a football game since the kid was in high school. And now he goes out there yesterday in the Rose Bowl here in Southern California, not too far away from where I live, with my wife, with my daughter, with my son, with all the people that mean so much to me. And that boy and all of his friends there on the Florida State football team proceeded to blow up. Yeah, man, I tell you.
Well, just they didn't play well at all. And some of the specific what we could get into.
Well, I mean, you know, Oregon ran through them. They passed over them. They ran over them. They passed through them. They everything that you could possibly want, they did. And made them look like, and keep in mind now that Florida State is the bad boys of football. And these are the guys, you know, I mean, God, are you kidding or something? Here's the ESPN people talking about. I'm going to, you know, give a audio, going to give you the audio of Florida State and the other team, Oregon.
First semifinal here at the Rose Bowl, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota.
Jameis Winston's his name.
Winston
won the Heisman Trophy in 2013. Mariota won it a few weeks ago, only the third time.
There's that Mariota kid.
Have faced each other. But the Seminoles struggled to convert in the red zone. They had their chances early in this game. Winston on 2nd and 9 loses.
Then he gets swarmed under, and he loses the football.
Yeah, these turnovers is what murdered the. It murdered the Florida State football team. There's no question about it.
4th and goal from the 1. After they fall down 8-3, Winston, this is the biggest play of the game. Originally called a touchdown, but take another look.
Take a look at this.
We had the look at that. That's why we have the college football playoff.
The guy didn't make it in.
And you see,
well, originally called a touchdown, but did they overturn it? Yeah, they overturned it, so not because of them. ESPN didn't do it.
Yeah, but he should have pitched it out.
Turnover on
what do you mean he should have pitched it out?
If you can see that Winston turned it inside, he should have pitched out to the other guy, and the other guy would have made it.
Well, I don't know about that. They had an Oregon duck. There was a duck standing right there. An Oregon duck was standing there.
Goal, and whoa. Nick O'Leary gets called down.
Oh, man, this just makes me depressed.
Could have been a penalty. Probably should have been a penalty.
Now, you can hear very clearly there how the ESPN commentator there was trying to make, you know, the ESPN commentator was trying to root for Florida State.
To move Mariota.
We got the big screen if you're looking on Phil TV now.
Yeah, there's the big screen, and you can see the whole thing on big TV, man. You can see how vile and bad it looks. Because
what do you mean bad?
Because I was rooting for Florida State.
Oh, that's right.
And you can see, look at that. There's the Mariota. He pitches it out. This dude takes off and dives into the end zone. Touchdown, duck ball. And look at these guys are dressed up in Kelly green, lime green.
It was reviewed.
That dude didn't get in. There he goes. He got in there.
6-3 ducks. We've seen this so many times.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on and on and on and on.
Well, come on. You got to keep showing it.
I don't have to keep showing diddly squat. Are you crazy? I mean, really, what you're talking about here is we got a light out here, man, on the looks to me like we do. Anyway, what you're talking about here, and again, we're showing some pieces of this action on Phil TV, is an Oregon team that was throwing it and lacing it, and I don't know how you say it, you know.
Well, kind of carving them up.
They were carving them up and being into very choice morsels, and there was nothing that the Florida State Seminoles could do. And it hurt me. It hurt me very bad.
You're not going to cry, are you?
No. I'm emotional a little bit, but you could see where Florida State tried to come back so very much. And I was rooting for them. At this point in the game, it's only the second quarter, 18-6. And Winston was driving the ball down real good and driving it good. They got down to the 10-yard line, hands the ball off. The running back goes across the 5, in for the touchdown. And now here comes Florida State. I mean, they played this so perfectly. The blocking set up real good. Guy cuts it back, found himself a slot, slid into the slot, and slathered.
Well, he found a slot and he slid in.
Right, found a slot and slid in. Now Oregon comes back, and a quarter Mariota got picked off. So I was feeling real good about 16 seconds left in the second quarter of the first half, and I was feeling real good. I felt like maybe we had a chance, and Florida State had a chance. And then Florida State kicked the field goal there. They missed the field goal, and that made me want to just chirp, and it hit the left upright.
Yeah, well, you kicked the ball, and they should have got three more points.
Well, he should have, could have, would have. Didn't make it no difference because they come back in the second half. And now comes Florida State. They're only down 18-13. They're driving the ball decently. And next thing you know, guess what?
Another turnover.
Here's right here.
Comes up from behind and strips the ball from Dalvin Cook.
That duck right there. That one duck. See it?
Yeah, there's a duck there.
He stripped it.
Freeman.
And then comes Freeman for the touchdown. And now the rout is on. Oregon leads 25-13. The Florida State Seminoles try to come back. Nice pass there, out pass on the left side of the field to the 38-yard line. Now here goes. Now they're in Oregon territory. Winston throws toward the end zone to the 2-yard line. A very beautiful thing indeed. And now it's touchdown central, and you got Florida State is just a few points behind Oregon. And you thought at this particular point now, Florida State was in a position to do things that would make people feel good and feel right about life. But no, watch this. Here comes a pass that's going to go for a touchdown.
And then here's the go.
It's a down and go and an out and a go.
It's a go route.
What do you mean a go route? Anyway, there it is right there. Takes off, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, duck.
56 yards for the touchdown.
So the duck,
32 to 20.
I mean, I can't even believe my eyes what happened. And then the other thing that happened yesterday, okay, so the duck wound up beating Florida State. In my memory now, I'm trying to think of what it was, but I believe it was like 59-20 or something like that. Then the next thing that happened was that the Ohio State, they wound up winning, and they won over Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama is a great team too. Florida State losing, that was the first losing that they did in 29 games. But then Alabama losing, that was pretty, you know.
Well, I mean, don't be laughing about it.
I'm not laughing, but who would have thought Alabama was going to lose?
I think it was more likely that Alabama. I thought it was more likely that Ohio State would lose than it would be Oregon. A lot of people thought Oregon would lose, but I didn't think so. There's Nick Saban who thinks his stuff doesn't smell bad. Here it is. Lane Kiffin's offensive coordinator there for the Ohio State. Or no, for Alabama.
Get some great blocking from the entire offensive line.
And a lot of people remember Lane Kiffin when he was the head coach of the United States of Southern California. I'm very nervous, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin, the head coach at Southern Cal.
Yeah, and he wasn't very good. We should have known better because they have him as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. And now Alabama goes out in front, 7-6. It feels good. It feels, and I was feeling like, well, okay, I can live with the fact that Florida State lost. I think maybe I can live with that, and I can live to have fun another day because it looks to me like Alabama could, you know, be the feather in my cap.
So even if they didn't, if Alabama at least would have won, then you'd have a team from the South.
I'd have at least one team from the South. But no, that wasn't going to happen because look at this here. Oh, no, this. No, they picked it off. Alabama leads 14-6. It's in the second quarter, 10 minutes to go, and Alabama picks it off. So I thought I was sitting pretty, and I felt pretty, and I don't want to say nothing weird, but I felt pretty, and I felt like I was, I'm not saying I'm a girl, but I felt.
Yeah, you know, but you felt pretty. You was sitting pretty.
Yeah, I felt like I had on lipstick for just a few seconds.
And you were sitting pretty.
In pretty that way, yeah. 21-13. 19 seconds of the first half. Ohio State passed the ball to the near corner of the end zone. touchdown.
Touchdown.
What a bunch of... I couldn't believe that. I thought, yeah, you cheat.
Yeah, but you can't say they're cheating.
I know I can't say it because I can't prove for a fact they're cheating, but I couldn't believe it. I looked at that. It was 21-13.
All right, you have to start bawling about it.
I came out and I admitted that I felt like I was sitting pretty when it went up 21-13. Admitted that I felt like I had on lipstick and a nice skirt. Not saying I'm...
Well, you're not saying you're a girl.
No, I was just trying to say I was sitting pretty.
Okay, so what was bad about that?
Simply amazing. Opening drive.
Just, it was a lot to admit. All right, 21-20, third quarter. Back goes the Ohio State quarterback. He throws a deep down, way down, way, way down. Touchdown, Ohio State. You see that? Oh, my God, man.
What?
What do you mean, what? I mean, that dude just... The defensive back fell down. He looked like a turd on a stick. It was the worst play I'd seen defensively in my life. Ohio State now, they're out in front 27-22.
And then Ohio State intercepts a pass there by Oklahoma, and they take it in for the touchdown.
Hey, what do you mean yay?
And there's Nick Saban.
Yeah, Nick Saban's overrated. Nick Saban's been overrated for...
Well, you mean overrated? The guy wants the national championship.
Yeah, I guess he has, but... Boy, he didn't have this team ready at all, man. Look at this. Ohio State just cut him down to size. So the two reigning monsters of Southern football, Alabama and Florida State, get spanked so deeply.
Late third quarter.
Here's the third quarter as Alabama trying to punch it in, and they do. And now they're going to get down 34-28. So things are set up, and it looks like maybe things are going to be nice. Here's Ohio State is going to punt the ball from their own end zone. Here's the punt.
A bad bounce. When I say a bad bounce,
it takes a bounce against Ohio State right down to the 22-yard line. So you figure that Alabama is taking over deep in Ohio State territory.
Next play from scrimmage. Here's the chance, right? This is probably the ball game.
Picked off.
Rolls out, intercepted.
It got picked off. I mean, Alabama had so many chances, and here they were on the doorstep. All he needs a touchdown. And instead, the game's on the thing.
I like the play call.
Quit crying about it.
What do you mean?
All right, folks, let's get Vernon Dozier in here to talk a little football with us. Coach Dozier?
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, boys, what's up?
Oh, wait, hold on. Who said you're coming in here? I'm trying to...
They asked me to come in and talk football.
I know, but it makes me look like I'm some kind of a sissy.
Well, I have to tell you something, Steve. You're not doing yourself proud. Look at here. You're looking at this. I'm looking at the replay. There is Ohio State taking off 40-28. I don't know what it was you thought you saw in these boys, but whatever it was not what was there, is all I can say.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Alabama finally puts a score up on the board, 42-34, 8 seconds left. Alabama's got the ball, seven points. Oh, that's all they need. Here's the throw, deep down, way down.
Yeah, well, it's the Hail Mary.
But they've made those before.
I don't know if Alabama's made those before, but I can tell you that, to me, looking at what I'm looking at here, it was an Ohio State game all the way from beginning to end. And I don't know, I would say to you that you boys have, you, Steve, in particular, have got to get over your sectional prejudice, and you have to take a look at what's going on. As opposed to, you know, what you think you'd like to have go on.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach Vernon Dozier, here's one of the things that I felt was very unfair. I'm going to play the clip right now. Is Paul Feinbaum here's Paul Feinbaum talking about Paul Feinbaum.
People want to know Paul Feinbaum is a sports reporter that is one of the best, or that's what you think, right?
Paul Feinbaum, everybody knows he's one of the best. Paul Feinbaum's one of the best that could possibly be. Oh, look at this. Here's Urban Meyer.
A lot of respect for our opponent. That was that
Urban,
was
Urban Meyer of Ohio State.
A classic.
This guy's won. He's won national championships with Florida. Now he's up there with Ohio.
What were you thinking?
I don't believe this book.
It's a very good win, Coach.
Here's Paul Feinbaum, who have followed immensely because Paul Feinbaum knows football. At least that's what they said he did. But here's Paul Feinbaum before yesterday's semifinal playoff games.
Who do you have in this matchup, Oregon or the defending national champs, Florida State, a team that hasn't lost in their last 29 games?
Yeah, I hate to overwhelm you with cliches on the first day of the new year, but it's hard to go against Jameis Winston and Florida State. I think they have a chip on their shoulder, which is hard to believe considering what you just got through saying, but I'm going with them. I think Mariota's got a little too much pressure on him. Oregon is on a big stage. They've been here before, and they haven't always done very well. So I am with FSU in the game this afternoon.
If that happens, it would be an epic matchup on January 12th, watching Saban versus Jameis Winston.
So right there, Saban, where did you?
Yeah, they already had Alabama winning.
Yeah, they did. They had Alabama winning. And then they had Florida State winning. That guy Feinbaum. So I'm very, very disappointed. I'm very, very hurt, and I'm very disappointed in what happened yesterday. And I can only say that as far as the national championship game goes now, do you understand this is going to be a Ohio State Oregon game? This is going to be a Pac-12, Big 11, I don't know what it's called, you know.
Yeah, it's called Big 10, but...
Okay, they can call it Big 10, but there's 11 teams in it. Anyway, this is going to be a big Pac-12, big boy, Big 11. That's what my feeling. My daughter said, why don't they just call it the big boy? And I said, honey, that's a childish thing because my daughter's a little girl. And she said, well, Daddy, they can't call it the Big 11. And I said, well, they won't call it the Big 11. They could call it the Big 11, but it doesn't sound good. She said, well, why don't they just call it the big boy? I said, well, I can write to the commissioner, and I did. I wrote a little letter. I said, dear commissioner, why don't you call, seeing as how Joe Paterno and all the stuff that went on, and, you know, big mistake putting Penn State in the Big Ten, you know, because look what it got you. It got you this whole thing with the Paterno and that other guy. And I said, why don't you call it the big boy so you don't call it the Big 11 so it doesn't remind people that Penn State's in the Big Ten? And I never got a call back. I never get, they don't have any respect for me, so fuck it, you know.
Well, anyway, that was a pretty decent, that was your daughter?
Yeah, that was my daughter. She thought it was a good idea, and I said, well, honey, aren't you sweet? You know, you're a nice girl, but I don't know, you know, just, anyway, so here are the recaps of yesterday's game. So Nick Saban, 78-2 at Alabama when leading by 14 points. You ready for that? 78-2 when leading by 14 points. Alabama at one point did lead by 14 points, I think, or they led by, well, we know that they led by 7, 8, 8. They led by 8. But at one point, I think they led by 14. Well, it doesn't make any difference because they lost the football game. Ohio State using a little trickery. Ohio State using a little flippity-flam and whatever the hell you want to call it. They threw out what didn't look to me like it was a touchdown at all, the touchdown pass on that flim-flam play.
Well, that's like a reverse.
Yeah, on a reverse. 1 foot down, and all you need is 1 foot in college football. At the time, I thought you needed two, so I misread that, and Ohio State gets a touchdown. So, Alabama was ahead 21-20, but then Ohio State goes ahead, and they never did relinquish the lead. And that dude that fell down on that one pass play, man, I'll tell you, I don't know that I'm ever, ever going to... I don't.
Well, okay, so Steve Bozell is overwhelmed, ladies and gentlemen, by the, you know, the what happened yesterday in the football.
Okay, now what we want to do is take a look at the NFL and get our minds clean and crisp and flavorful. I don't even want to be thinking about college ball now. Let's look about the NFL football and see what we got coming up this weekend. It should be exciting. As you know, the playoffs are upon us. You got the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys are playing in the wild card game. And who do you like in this one, bud?
Man, it's hard to go against the Dallas Cowboys. And you being a Southern fan, one would think that you'd be in favor of a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, well, and I am in favor of a Dallas guy. I did like the Detroit Lions.
Wait, so you changed your mind?
Yeah, I changed. Big deal, man. So I changed my mind. I'm not allowed to change my mind.
I haven't changed my mind. I go, you know.
We love playing at home. We love playing in our stadium.
Here's Jason Witten. Oh, this is a bunch of... They're showing some kind of silly... There's Adonikan Sue. There's the guy that stepped all over that guy's leg. This guy's Sue.
You're a Detroit Lion fan.
I am a Detroit Lion fan, yes. I won't go against you. I won't say that you're wrong. Yes, I was a Detroit Lion fan. I always have been a Detroit Lion fan. But I'm also a Dallas Cowboy fan. But so I would like to say that I think that the Dallas Cowboys will win. But I want to think.
Yeah, I think Dallas will win.
Yeah, there's no question Dallas will win this game. All right, so let's get off of that, because that's making me sick, okay? So that's Dallas Cowboys. They're taking on the Detroit Lions in that wild card showdown. Now, you got another one. That's Dallas Cowboys showdown. And then the other game, there are going to be four games this weekend, man. Look at this, man. They got Mariota quotes.
Man, a lot of guys are, you know, looking into a lot of pros were watching the game.
A lot of pros were watching the game, so they got some quotes here about, and I'll tell you, they had some quotes here about the Mariota and all those guys. But anyway, getting back to the wild card preview, we got the Bengals and Colts. Who do you like in that?
Well, the Bengals and Colts, there's an interesting game. I don't know. For me, I mean, I want to say that I like the Cincinnati Bengals.
Because I just like the rest of the around.
Well,
let's
take a look here and see what these guys got to say.
It is wild card weekend, and I'm going to ask the three of you, and be ready for this, the things to watch wild card weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Are you going
to
watch?
Things to watch? No. What's that supposed to mean?
I'm a slug.
Okay.
That's it. I have nothing to say. I'm just an orb that sits here and directs traffic. I'll start with a man.
An orb.
A mailman and a scientist.
I tell you right now, folks, so that's the NFL crew. They're talking about it. I think that you like the Bengals, huh?
I do.
I got to go with the Indianapolis Colts. I think they got the experience. I think they've been there before. They've been there. They've done that. I think that, and they don't have Peyton Manning. I love Peyton Manning. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I want to tell you something right now. Peyton Manning was the guy who was throwing all them picks. Now that they got this guy, Andrew Luck, I think that's a whole different. Of course, they had Andrew Luck last year, too, and he didn't do jack shit, or excuse my language, but so I don't know. I don't know who I'm taking.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. You don't even know what to do.
I know what to do. I'm just saying I don't really, All right, let's take a look at the Ravens and Steelers. Here's a wild card weekend preview of the Ravens and Steelers. Who do you like in this one, Bud Dickman?
Well, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens, because I think the Baltimore Ravens, I think Flacco, you know, has proved it.
Flacco's proved what?
Flacco can prove he's going to win the big games and everything like that.
So you do like the Ravens. Okay, I'm going to go with the Steelers. Because they are the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are bad. They're bad boys, and then they're on a mission, man. And I just think that,
with each team winning big at home.
Right here. This is the game from this year. This is the game from here when they faked a field goal.
Pop steps up, fires it down the field. Touchdown, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I think the Steelers is the team.
Just because they're showing highlights.
Well, so they're showing highlights. See, look at this. Big Ben Roethlisberger, man. This guy's a badass mother. God damn this dude. All right, so one more wild card game that we have. We got the Pittsburgh. We picked the Cincinnati game, and we picked the Dallas game. And there's one more game, and that would be the Cleveland Browns. I don't know who it is. Doesn't make any difference to me.
We picked three of them. That's enough.
Yeah, we picked three of the wild card games. I don't think you need to know any more of those. But I can tell you, the way I'm feeling from yesterday's game, and just forget it, man.
Snap out of it, man, because the pros are coming up.
I know, but I put a lot of money on it. I put a lot of money on it. I was not sure. At this particular point in my life right now, you'd think I'd bet make.
This Bud Dickman along with Steve Bozell, it's bad. No, yeah it is. I'm gonna tell Mr. Henry we shouldn't do this show anymore because you're an emotional wreck.
Fuck you. No, I'm not. Bozell and Dickman Sports Report. A look at the forthcoming ball games this weekend in the National Football League and a review of college football games just past. College Football Report is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network.
I'm not even thinking about what could possibly happen. I just think it's unfair.
Well, I tell you guys, wow.
Shut up.